Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 19th of August. I'm Paul White. I want to say thank you for your prayers, your thoughts, just your considerable heart of grace towards this ministry and my family and what we do. There is a symbiotic relationship that is so beautiful that it is, to me, epitomizes a small slice of the body of Christ in vivid detail. I sow into your lives spiritually, and hopefully I make your daily walk a little easier and put a little spring in your step, a little comfort in your heart. I do so not because I feel like I have some major thing to add to the cause of humanity, or that I am worthy of your ear, but that I have been given what I think is a very deep and exciting thing to talk about. And perhaps if I can use the gift God's given me to lay that out there, it could make your world a little less terrible, and dare say, and humbly say, it might even make your life better. And you give back to me with your ear, with your time, with your money, with your prayers, with your support. And you pull out of me things that I don't know would come out without knowing I had an audience out there to go mine them for. So I dig into the Word because I know you have an ear to hear. And that's a relationship I think Jesus found in his disciples. He didn't find it in his critics. I think that was our example. We find it in our friends or our parishioners or the people who lend us their ears. We don't find it in our critics, and maybe we shouldn't be so depressed about that. Jesus, he's a good example. So if he had the same issues, then we're in good ground. I just wanted to open with that thought today and share with you how much I appreciate who you are and what you are. The special place that you hold, in my opinion, the special place that you hold in the world. Today on the hour-long edition of the podcast, which is airing on your podcast platforms, the video version is available at YouTube, it's available at the Paul White Ministries Facebook page, and as always, available at paulwhiteministries.com. That hour-long version this week is one that is of particular importance when you consider how I just opened this podcast. That version's called Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, and it's just under an hour long. It was ministered from our final stop in Victorville, California. Well, not our final stop ever, but our final regular stop in Victorville, California, before we moved in July. We had a meeting in the last Saturday of June, and that Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, I don't want to take the surprise away from you, but you might be pleasantly surprised to find out that fearfully and wonderfully are not the best words we could get from the Hebrew, from that text in the book of Psalms. I challenge you to go listen to that. I think you might be awed and amazed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. And watch Peter now do something, and we'll cover all of 6, all of 7, and a portion of 8 at least today, because Peter does something that you hear done on this podcast all the time. You hear done at every one of our sermons, and you hear it done at your local church when a minister stands in the pulpit and begins to declare to you a text. He rarely gives you but one. There's almost always a peripheral text to help support or interpret the main text. Peter is talking to his audience about being living stones. They're rejected by men, but they're chosen by God, and they're precious. They're living. They're being built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. They're offering up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ. Verse 6, therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture. So now Peter will reach back into what we call the Old Testament. And please remember, he's quoting from the Septuagint, which is the Greek version of the Old Testament, not the original written Hebrew version. Surprise, surprise, for those who are sort of translation sheriffs, not even your New Testament writers were quoting original Hebrew. They were quoting translated Greek. That is one language removed. That's a translation removed from the original. So I think we should probably stop losing our marbles over what translation people are reading. It's contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." Peter is quoting from Isaiah, what we would call Isaiah 28:16. I challenge you to read your Isaiah 28:16, get your Bible out, do that, then turn over to 1 Peter 2:6 and read Peter's version, and you'll notice they're not the same. And that's because our King James, New King James versions of the Bible tried to take the Old Testament out of Hebrew. New Testament writers were taking the Old Testament out of Greek. There's a slight difference. There's a difference in the way it was translated. There's a difference in the way it lays out. It's worth you taking a look at. What I want to notice here is not only does Peter quote Isaiah 28, he turns right around. Let's add seven. "Therefore, to those of you who believe, he's precious, but to those of you who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense." I read 7 and half of 8. I did that for this reason. You look at verse 6, Peter quotes Isaiah 28, 16. Look at verse 7, Peter quotes Psalms 118, 22. Look at verse 8, Peter quotes Isaiah 8, 14. No warning. Isaiah 28, Psalm 118, Isaiah 8. That's three different passages. Two from Isaiah, one from Psalms. He doesn't tell you where it's found because he's talking to the dispersed Jews. They probably know where it's found. He doesn't forcibly connect the verses. He doesn't say that they are connected. He just quotes three random verses from the Torah, from the Old Testament rather, the writings of the prophets, because technically the Torah would have been Genesis to Deuteronomy. So he quotes the Old Testament prophets and the Psalm, and he comes up with one basic theme, and that is this: in Jerusalem, a chief cornerstone, which is elect by God and precious, will be laid. The ones who believe on that cornerstone will not be embarrassed. And when they believe, they'll find that he is precious. But for those who are disobedient, and the Greek word there is those who are disbelieving. So it's not about obedience, it's about believing, because the New Testament version of obedience is believing. To those who believe, then the stone which the builders rejected is not a rejected stone. It's really the chief cornerstone of a new building. And it's also a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, because they stumble being disobedient to the word of which they were appointed. So unbelief causes you to interpret the stone differently. Now, what I did today was sort of lay out Peter's Old Testament train of thought. What I want to do tomorrow is tie 6, 7, and 8 all together, and then help get into the transition into the famous ninth verse, which you can sneak ahead and read, and you'll recognize it immediately. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.